Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk About It. I am your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin.
And I'm Malik. Before we get started, Shannon.
Yes?
Is this your house?
Yes.
Is this how you treat your furniture?
Malik, just do your intro.
I'm Malik.
And I'm Danica. Woo!
And let's talk about stuff that... your parents didn't let you do, but now you can't do as an adult. Go, Malik, since it was your topic idea.
This is my topic. All right. So I was thinking about this. I wasn't allowed to, like, watch horror movies or do anything involving horror as a kid. And, like, even now, I don't really, like it because I didn't grow up watching it. But the first book I read was a horror book. It was, like, about... it was about a girl that got turned down in, like, a doll. Like, the size of a doll, and, like, her toys tried to, like, trap her into a dollhouse and, like, kill her.
Oof.
Yeah. Just terrifying for little...
yeah, how old were you?
I was, like, 8 maybe. I would have been maybe, like, third grade, somewhere around there.
So, the Melanie Martinez music video?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either.
Let me see. I'm gonna look it up.
Okay. It was called Into the Dollhouse. Yeah, I remember it was a friend of mine. My friend Sadie at the time at the YMCA. She's really big into books. And like I do to Shannon now, I would go up after school and I would sit next to Sadie and be like, what's going on?
Yes, Melanie Martinez created Dollhouse, and that's basically the same as what you're saying right now.
But yeah, I would go up like I do Shannon now, and I would go, what's going on, Sadie? Except I was like 8 and like a little child and not 21.
Wow, you're 21.
Yeah, I am. I'm an old person. But... but yeah, I remember she gave me this book and I sat down and read it, and I like took it home and I had to like sneak it because my mom was like, you can't do anything that's like scary, because my mom was afraid of everything. And like,
so she wouldn't let you read horror because she didn't want to hear the horror.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I wasn't allowed to like watch horror movies and then like read in horror, do anything with horror.
That's,
but yeah, now yeah. I can watch horror movies if I really want to. I don't really like horror that much.
Okay.
But I mean, I can if I really wanted to.
Wow. Riveting stuff.
Yep.
Danica, go.
I don't know if it's like not even like a fun time now, but like I just know as a kid I wasn't allowed to watch Jaws or the Titanic. And I've watched them both and they're okay.
Why not?
I would assume Titanic is for obvious reasons.
Well, yeah.
But but Jaws, I think they thought it would be too scary.
Okay.
And so they wouldn't let me watch it as a kid, but when I was like, I don't know, maybe like 14 or something, they were like, oh yeah, watch this. And I was just like, is this even scary? Like, I was, it's not even scary.
It scared me though, because like the one pop-up scene when you see the dead guy.
No, like that's not even scary. I was just ready for it.
I wasn't ready for it.
She wasn't ready.
Shannon also thinks Planet of the Apes is a scary movie.
I have never seen that.
The original one.
Yeah,
it's
I've
a scary concept, Malik.
All right, I'll give you that.
That's what I was saying. Jeez.
What about you, Shannon?
Sleepovers.
You weren't allowed to have sleepovers as a kid?
No, I had sleepovers. It was just a very long process to get a sleepover.
I mean, yeah, I guess that's fair. It was like that for me, too.
Wait, why was that a long process?
So, like, my parents had to meet the other parents and the kid that I was sleeping over with, and then... had to, like them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would take a long time.
Yeah.
So, did you have a lot of sleepovers as a kid?
Probably no. Not. It was me and Marina, and then me and Grace, because she knew Grace's parents. And then, that's my next door neighbor, for all of you that don't know.
My other pal.
She doesn't know you.
Yeah. I feel like Grace knows me more than the other pal, than Marina.
So, nobody, who are you, Malik?
An enigma.
So,
ooh.
And then Leah, that was like the main one because like Miss T was never home. Mm. So then it was like, when are we gonna meet Miss T? But then she did, and she approved it, and like all this, yeah, all that stuff. What else? I could not drive as a child, and now I drive.
Well, yeah, that's legal though.
Ooh.
Yeah,
we can all drive. I know.
Ooh, I mean, I illegally drove, like, without even a permit.
Same.
I stole a car while my parents were gone. I didn't steal it, but, it was my brother's car, but, like, they took him to work or something, or he was somewhere. And so I took the car. It was a nice winter day, really dangerous roads, but I was like, this is my chance. And so I went back the road to this creek, and all alone, you know, I was, like, mm-hmm. a 16-year-old person.
Yeah.
And, I was just like, yeah, I'm just going to stop on the road at random times and take some nice pictures. And I did get some nice pictures. I don't know where they are right now, but they were some nice wintry pictures. Really nice. I could have been a photographer, but...
Photo minor.
You also could have gotten in a wreck.
I could have, and I could have died, and I was scared, and my parents were going to be so mad at me when I got home, so I was even, driving recklessly on these icy roads.
Jesus.
It's fine. It's all a good time.
Oh my goodness. I wasn't allowed to drive until I got my permit.
I drove for a bit without my permit.
That's illegal. And then,
yeah,
You're confessing to a crime right now.
So did Danica.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, Danica was like, I stole a car.
Me driving. I didn't steal a car.
Danica said it. It's been recorded. Danica has stolen a vehicle.
I have stolen a vehicle.
Admit this in court.
All right. I have stolen a vehicle. What is it? This?
Your
it's
Honor?
The right, it's the right yeah. hand.
Right on right the Bible. Hand.
No, right hand up to God.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Here Left we go. I know we had to do a fake trial in like sixth grade.
Do you swear? Do you solemnly swear?
I was that person. I was that person. I just asked that question.
To tell the truth to the fullest extent.
Nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
The truth and nothing but the truth.
Yeah.
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 Amen.
Yeah, that's it. And then, yeah.
And then you lie.
What else did I do? I really wasn't allowed to have sleepovers either. One thing, I wasn't allowed to go anywhere without a phone.
That's strange.
Yeah, I was not allowed, I got a phone probably in the sixth grade, and, I think I was in the eighth grade. I was in between phones, because I had broken one.
Good
and
job.
And I broke a lot of phones as a kid. Surprise,
I had a track
surprise. Phone. And I went to go to the library to do homework, because we didn't have a computer at the house at that time, so I went to the library to do homework. And I called up my buddy Patrick, and I was like, hey, Patrick, can you help me with this project through, Facebook or something? And he was like, yeah, sure. And so then we left the library and went back to his house. And we went and we hung out at his house for a few hours. And my mom, I finally, managed to turn my phone on. And I had, 8 missed calls. Ooh. There was, a post on my Facebook wall. It was, I was in a
Where is Malik Johnson?
Yeah, it was pretty rough. She was like, where were you? I was like, I was at the library, and then I walked to Patrick's. And she was like, I drove past the library, and you weren't there. And I was like, I had probably walked to Patrick's at that point. She was like, why didn't you call anybody? I was like, I don't have a phone. She's like, how did you know that how did you call me back? And I'm like, I just turned it on, and it worked. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wasn't allowed. There was another time where I was in between phones, and I got lost again. And we were at Pittsburgh Mills. We were at the mall doing Christmas shopping.
There's a mall in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're...
downtown Pittsburgh?
No, not downtown Pittsburgh. Okay. Mills is, off towards Penn Hills, a little bit past Plum.
There was
I don't think
Macy's,
I've ever been there.
But
there's a close now. There's a Burlington's now. But that's not... It's kind of the same as a Macy's.
It's not.
Macy's is so expensive.
Burlington's really cheap.
Is it? I've never been to
Burlington's is super cheap. I love Burlington's.
Hmm.
But yeah, there was another time... We went to go get shoes. We went to go get shoes, and my mom was like, hey, Malik, run out to the car and get my, coupon book. You know the coupon books that you buy from, little kids in school for fundraisers?
Yeah. Yes.
She was like, go back to the car and get that. And so I go up, I get to the car, and I have the car keys. So I'm not super... So I come back, and, I can't find my mom in the store at all. And I'm like, all right, well...
Did she say she was going to wait there?
I don't think she said anything. I think it just, didn't cross her mind that, I had the car keys, so I was like, all right, well, if
she
I walk around...
Anywhere.
Yeah, she can't go anywhere. If I walk around the mall enough, we'll eventually run into each other, hopefully. That's the... I mean, at closing time of the mall, I guess I could just go to the car.
Yeah.
Were
you there at night then?
No. It took maybe 2 or 3 hours. I ended up
it
walking around the mall.
It took 2 or 3 hours to find your mom?
Yeah.
Why didn't you go to someone, Malik?
We were in the mall. I was 14, 15. I was like...
Oh, but I feel like that's still an age to where you have the responsibility to be like, hey, I really can't find my mom. Why don't I go to like a security guard or an information desk where they can make like a PA announcement?
Why that'd be embarrassing.
Something rational like
that'd be embarrassing. I went and I did my Christmas shopping.
Without her.
Yeah.
But with her car keys.
Yeah, I had. I mean, she couldn't go anywhere.
But you eventually found her. How did you find her?
We were just walking past, you know, the hallways of a mall, and we found each other.
Okay. Yeah, was she worried at all?
Think so. I think it was just kind of like, where were you? You know, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I just did my Christmas shopping. She's like, well, at least you used your time, all right.
Good job.
Wait, so she wasn't, she, whatever. Okay.
You mad?
I am mad. Why did they have a child?
Why did who have a child?
They have a child right there.
Aw, I like children. It's so cute.
I don't see it.
It has really big cheeks.
Oh, wow, there's a child there. I don't know. Maybe he's babysitting.
Or maybe he's a dad.
No, PBS is not a dad.
Oh, okay. Maybe he's just babysitting.
What is PBS?
That's the guy's
name. Brendan Schenk. Whatever. Okay. Yeah. Rick, why do you...
Shannon's waving to someone. She's inviting
people into the radio room.
They don't want to come.
Yeah. No. Rick's shy.
They don't like you enough, Shannon.
Aw. Danica. You're very mean today.
Am I?
Yes.
I think that's the first thing I said that was rude.
Why are you so mean to me? So, I got a phone in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh no, it was a flip phone. I don't know what you got.
Yeah, I had a flip phone first.
So, 4-2-3-2-8-0-3-3-2.
Just putting your phone number
out there. Is that your still nowadays phone number?
No.
Okay.
My phone number's the same as it. My phone number's never changed.
I don't think mine is either. Actually, yeah, I lied. It did change a few years ago. I'm sorry, Shannon. Go ahead with your story.
And so, I was going up to camp with my babysitter and her grandkids. And my dad was like, hey, call me when you get up there. And this is the whole point of the phone. So it's never like, oh, I think Shannon's here. Because the whole point I got the phone was because I called the bus. Because I was like, oh, my dad's going to be angry. So I called the bus from the bus driver's phone one day. And I was like, hey, I'm going to be late coming home. And so they were like, you probably should get your own phone.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, what? You were on the bus?
So I was on the late bus. And I was like, hey, can I use your phone? The bus driver.
You had a late bus at Moon?
Yes, what is late. A late bus?
So you would stay after for some event.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
And you would go on the late bus.
Like for like sports and stuff.
And
yes.
Did it go to anyone's house that it wanted to?
No. It was designated by like area of where you were.
Was there that many people on the late bus?
No.
Well then why was there an entire bus for it?
There was multiple buses.
Oh.
For different locations.
I didn't go to a big school.
Moon is pretty, yep, it's a large area. See, that's why I got a flip phone, got my first flip phone, and I was with Dini and Emily and Ben, and then I, like, look at my, I didn't really do much with my phone back then, it was just, like, for calling. And I, like, looked at it, and it was, like, it was so many calls, and it was, like, two voicemails, and it was, like, hi, Shannon, it's your dad. You told me that you were going to call me when you get up there. I hope you're up there. I'm going to assume you're up there, and you're just not answering your phone. All right, call me when you get this.
Those were the worst. I remember those voicemails. Your heart just drops, and you're like, oh, no.
So I was like, hey, how's it going? She's like, Shannon, it's been 2 days.
Wait, did you not go home for 2 days?
Yeah, I was like, she I was camping.
But wait.
Hey, how's it going? What's up?
Yeah, I'm good, Dad. I'm going to see you tomorrow. All right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so call your parents whenever you go somewhere.
My mom still does that. She's like, call me when you get there.
Mine only does that when she knows where I'm going.
Yeah, my dad does the same thing. He's like, yeah, call me. Call me when you get back. Like, when I go and visit my dad, he's like, call me when you get back to school.
Mm.
Like, all right. Call him. I did actually call him. He texted me. He was like, hey, did you get back all right? And I texted him. I was like, yeah, I'm fine. I was like, all right. It's his birthday in 2 days.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know whose birthday is soon?
No, who?
Not mine.
Whose birthday is soon?
Oh, it's yours. That's right.
Is it your
right.
birthday in like a few days or a week or something?
No, it's April? Next no. Sunday.
April.
It's not next Sunday.
Yeah, it's next Sunday.
I know it was in April. Does that count?
April 14th.
Oh, I didn't know the date.
I'm glad you're all playing dumb for my surprise party.
Shannon, yeah. I literally didn't even know you until like a few months ago, so.
Danica, I knew you in August.
That's like a few
it's
months
It's been
ago.
Almost a year.
It's April.
That's not a year, Malik. That's like 6 months.
Yeah, 6 months. That's almost a year.
So why would I know your birth date when I don't even know, like, when I question my best friend from back home's birth date
okay,
every single year? I'm like, it's October. I know her birthday's on October, but I don't know the date.
Yeah, that's how I feel, but I understand. I was like, is Danica saying we're not, like, friends?
No, like even my, like, best friend, Shannon? I don't even know. So sorry, Maddie Berry.
Maddie Berry. That's me. I'm Maddie Berry.
Sorry, Maddie Berry.
I'm undercover. Shannon Devlin. That's I've been helping you through your college career.
Yes. She would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for these meddling kids.
20 years old. Crazy decade.
20's not fun.
Why That's is 20 not fun?
Nothing's fun for you.
Yeah, 21 was okay.
Wait, why is 21 not fun?
I mean 20.
20?
Or why is 20? Yeah, why is 20 not
fun? It was sophomore year of college. A lot going on, you know.
Well, I'll be basically out of
college. Yeah, you'll be in, like, Scotland.
No, I'll be...
Yeah, you'll be...
April 14th, I will be here.
That's fair. You'll be here, and then you won't be here.
Then I won't be here.
On your birthday?
No, not on my
birthday. Her birthday is a Sunday.
Palm Sunday.
Look at you. Holy child.
Doesn't that mean, like, Lent's almost over?
Yes.
That means I can eat Reese's again.
Why it's did you over. Give up Reese's?
Because I eat too many Reese's.
I can talk about people again.
That's not... You're supposed to change yourself for the better.
Well, and I did. I've stopped
I
talking
did
about
temporarily,
people.
Yeah.
I changed what I gave up halfway through, but...
Yeah, that's not... Jesus didn't do that.
I am not Jesus and have never claimed to be Jesus.
I really just want to hold that child. I okay. miss little people.
Go hold the
go
child.
Hold the child.
No, I don't know whose child that is.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd want you to hold it anyway.
No. I'm pretty good with kids, Danica.
Oh, I'm not talking about you. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about it is stranger. Flu season, that's and fair. and so I don't think people.
I got my flu
it.
Shot. I'm not. If anything, he shouldn't be near Rick because Rick is one of the unvaccinated kids.
Why do you know this, Shannon?
They're
my CCO friends.
Okay. Yeah. They don't get vaccinations?
No, like PBS did, but Rick doesn't.
I didn't get my flu shot.
Are you supposed to get that every year? Oh, I don't get it. I used to as a child.
See, I'm the opposite. I used to not get it. Now I get it.
I went to the doctor and they were like, yes, flu season's almost over. It's too late now. I was like, all right, that's fine.
Is that what they told you?
Yeah. I got my tetanus, though. My tetanus shot.
I think
everyone gets their tetanus shot.
Isn't
yeah,
it
every
by
10
the time
years.
You're like, okay, yeah. Because isn't it like when you're six? I got mine when I was like 14, 16.
I was 11 when I got mine the first time, and I'm 21 now, so.
Wow.
Yeah, mine would have been up in October had I not gotten my exam.
Wow.
And then I would have been unvaccinated.
Coming October?
Yeah. Then I would have been unvaccinated for tetanus.
No, that's not what I mean, Malik. Like, he doesn't have the polio vaccine.
Oh, yeah, I know. You've told me about your friends. I'm aware that he is unvaccinated. That he will...
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Malik just repeats the things I say. Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah.
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 We had a whole conversation about this. She was like, you don't listen to me. And I was like, I'm just going to repeat everything you say from now on so that you know that I listen to you.
Yeah.
And now she's annoyed by it. She's like, I wish you went back to not listening to me.
I'm doing a very intense drawing.
I remember I saw when I walked in.
Did you see my face?
You were doing the lips at that point.
Yeah, I'm doing my face.
Here's the part of the show where we narrate Danica's drawings.
Yeah.
It looks like an H and an
A. It actually looks like you.
H A and H.
Yeah, it looks. H-A- yeah, looks a lot like you.
H A.
Oh yeah, that's like a shirt.
H A H.
I think it says ah. I think it's like a minion shirt. I didn't draw the minions, but because I wanted to keep it like neutral.
H A A H.
It's me with a Snapchat filter on.
Mm-hmm. I can, yeah, you don't have bear ears in real life.
I really don't have bear ears and glasses. And
what? I didn't know that.
We're working part by part. I'm working on the hair right now.
So what's another thing that you don't, that you couldn't do as a kid that you do now?
Buy cigarettes.
I mean, I did have to buy cigarettes.
Why did you have to buy cigarettes?
My aunt was like, hey, go buy me a pack of cigarettes. And I was like, all right, Mom, can I use the car to buy it, to buy Aunt Tiff a pack of cigarettes? She was like, She was like, yeah, here's the keys, whatever. I was like, all right, cool. And then I went, and then I got the wrong pack of cigarettes. So I had to go back to the store because I don't buy cigarettes. But yeah, I have purchased cigarettes.
Wow. You're the coolest, in my life. Malik.
Yeah, I know.
Do you smoke, Malik?
No, I do not.
I don't either. Wow, look at us good people.
I don't smoke either.
Wow. Amazing.
I don't believe you.
You don't know me.
Shannon is way too cool to not smoke. Cigarettes are cool, guys.
Look how cute the baby is.
That's what I mean. I'm going to say hi. You can carry on the show. All right. For 5 minutes.
Okay.
All right,
Shannon Danica is obsessed with the little baby.
Yeah.
I love children.
Bye, Shannon.
Bye.
Bye.
She could not have closed that door slower.
I think she was trying to not make any noise. So let's talk, Danica. What's going on? Okay.
I got a lot of stuff to do. I don't know if you've ever heard about it, but this morning, I'm part of a group project, and I have to make
group projects. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to make a process book for it.
Like
I was assigned this duty.
I
never made one before, so
I vague, like, I, if you said the word process book, I could probably guess what a process book is, but I don't know if I've ever like held one in my hands.
I've never made one, so I was assigned that, so hopefully I don't die.
All right, I've gotta go pick my car up from the shop. That's really the big thing.
What
today.
Was wrong with it?
It's still uninspected.
Oh, okay.
But I passed my emissions test, but they were like, your exhaust is leaking, and I was like, well, that doesn't make sense. And you guys want to charge me almost $1,200 to fix my exhaust.
Where did you go?
Just right across the street.
To where?
Ryan's Automotive.
Okay.
Yeah, I
always go to Mr. Tire. They're really nice up there.
Okay.
They're like right up the street.
Right up the street. Okay.
Yeah. I waited like way too long for an oil change, like in the lobby, because like obviously I'm not going to walk anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were like, yeah, we're giving it to you for free today. So...
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah, like, they were really nice because they're like, this is unacceptable. Like, we're really sorry. Like, yeah, so I got free oil change. But he's like, next time, though, I will have no trouble charging you $50 for an oil change. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I haven't gotten an oil change yet. What do you have to do that? Every 50,000 miles, right? Every 5,000 miles?
Every 5,000 miles. 5,000, okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Go with that.
I think that sounds right.
No, I'm saying that is right, Malik. It's okay. Not 50,000 miles.
Yeah. Every 5,000, I think I'm at.
You should probably do that.
I think I got it at 89,000 miles, and now I'm at 91,000 miles.
Okay. I got mine at 123, and now I'm at, like, 168.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. I put a lot of miles on my car.
Yeah. All right, Shannon's back, so we have to stop talking about her.
Yeah, we have to, yeah. Now we have to ask about the baby. How's the baby, yep. Shannon?
I knew that baby. He grew so much since Well Retreat.
Oh, wow.
It came to the retreat?
Yeah, it's Kelly's kid.
The CCO baby. The CCO retreat. The
CCO baby.
It's Lewis.
Not the century retreat.
They wouldn't let me take him, though.
Oh, yeah. People tend to be very protective of their babies.
They're not even holding him.
It's a happy child right now. It's a really happy
he's
child.
Really happy.
He's just doing baby things, you know. Hanging out.
Shannon is really excited now. That made her day.
It did. I love little kids. Like, that can't talk yet, because then if they talked, then they would be like, all of my nieces and nephews rude people. The only one that like isn't rude to me is Julian. I think because we're buddies.
Julian's my dude.
Harper, sassy. Killian, sassy. Bella, sassy.
What? Nah, not Bella. Bella, my favorite Devlin. Top of the list.
Bella, very sassy. We play Nintendo 64, right? And why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just listening to your story.
We're playing Nintendo 64. I love Rory. Rory, great kid. But anyway.
Haven't met Rory.
He's great. And I was like playing, and I was playing with her, and they never played like this game before. It was Mario. And I was like trying to get past this one level, and she was like, I hope you fail. Die, Enchanted, die. And I was like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not playing anymore. She's like, why? I'm like, I can't deal with you. Rory just sits there when he laughs. I like make him laugh, and it's like a fun time.
See, I've always said the golden age for kids is right when they learn how to walk and talk, and like right before they start school. Once they start school, that ruins the kid.
I know.
But like once before they start school, when they're just hanging out, you know, everything's new, words are new, walking is new, lights are new. The kid's great. He's just a ball of just wonder and excitement. That's the golden age of kids. And then they go to school and they learn how to swear. And
exactly. What? Like, I contemplated, I don't have a kid, but I contemplated sending my future child to, like, a nice Christian school. But I feel like that makes them worse in the end.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what to do, but I don't like the world we're living in.
I've met very few people that have went to Catholic school that have came out of Catholic school as Catholics.
Exactly.
My theory is that Catholic school just beats it out of them.
I mean, I grew up very Christian, and I am still a Christian, but do I follow Christian morals? Probably not.
I'd like to think I do.
Morals, yes.
I'd like to think I do. What Christian morals do I not follow?
I don't know. Ask Rick.
All right.
Rick Willis, he just said, you didn't know lust was a sin. I was just looking at the baby, saying hi to the baby, and he was like, did you know lust was a sin? Yes, Rick. Why'd you say it wasn't that like 2 days ago?
Well, all right.
Why did your friends say it wasn't 2 days
ago? I don't think I did. Your friends are
a real hoot.
They are.
Real hoot.
I'm like the heathen of that group, so it's kind of funny because I'm like the nun in every other group.
You're a heathen.
Oof. What did you say? I'm like a nun.
Did I say that?
No. I'm like the religious one in like the groups.
Not really.
That's what I mean.
What?
You just go to church. That's it. Like, regularly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, yeah.
That's really it.
The goody two-shoes of the group.
I don't know.
Of which group?
Any group. Put me in a group.
I wouldn't say goody two-shoes either. No, you're just, like, more. I feel like that's too hard. You're just, like.
You're just more Jesus-y.
No, you just haven't done any. You're just, like, innocent.
Okay.
That's a better word. Not goody two-shoes.
Wow.
Yeah. Goody two shoes. When I think goody two shoes, I think like you won't do anything. I feel like you would if you felt like it.
Understandable.
Yeah.
So independent with good inner.
Chin is doing the all the single lady snap. But it's off beat though. Oof. Now Shannon has given me obscenities.
Obscenities.
Can't narrate that into the radio room.
I swore once on the air. That was fun.
Damn, when?
Oh, yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I
swear all the time.
I went and edited Danica's swear out.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Malik. You're welcome. I'm just helping you keep up with your editing skills.
I mean, it was just highlight and delete, but okay.
Yeah, I know. I know how Premiere works.
You're supposed to know.
This is Audition.
Like, aren't you the radio?
I use Premiere.
Manager?
I don't use Audition.
I am the radio person.
How could you not figure out that simple thing?
Well, I was figuring out another thing earlier, and I probably I was honestly probably the one that messed it up.
I'm
trying to figure out the other thing.
That sounds like you.
Yeah. So, that's all right.
Oh, did you know it's official, Danica?
What is official?
going to Edinburgh, Scotland for...
Oh, it's official, official. It's
a, well, yep. I committed to it. It's okay. If they accept me or not.
So it's official that you applied and are waiting for an answer.
The plan is for you to go in the fall.
Yes.
Oh, in the fall?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of the spring?
Instead of the spring.
Interesting.
The spring, there's too many birthdays, and then I have to come home for, like, Easter break.
Shannon's just going to miss my birthday.
So you're worried you're worried about family and friends' birthdays?
No, it's my birthday and it's my mom's birthday.
Oh, your mom's birthday. Okay. I was going to ask when your mom's birthday was, but your mom's birthday passed.
So, and then it would save more money for me just to go. Like if I just went by myself in the fall, then it's only, I don't even know how much because... Like, it's less, it's 1,000 and less, because I saw this one thing today, because the government's always watching you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it said that you can get a flight for $800.
To Scotland?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah, but it was on Instagram.
That's fine.
But yeah, I was just like, oh, wow. But I didn't like, it's, whatever. So, yeah. Yes. So, and, like, I would have to come back for, like, the spring break because it's, like, 10 days.
You would have to come back?
Well, you would think you'd come back for Easter.
You don't have, you can spend it in Scotland.
Yeah, I didn't come back on Europe my spring break.
No, but that wasn't Easter. This is actually, like, during, like, the Easter season. Oh, okay. Season.
Their spring break is actually, like, that Easter.
Yes. Oh.
Yes.
I would still stay.
I would probably stay, too. I would enjoy my time while I'm overseas.
That's what I mean. Why don't I just go in the fall and then just not have to, like, go come back?
That's fair. So when are you leaving?
Malik's like, yeah, get out of here. When are you leaving?
I don't know, Malik. This is just the starting processes of it.
Okay.
When are you leaving? So, please leave.
You sounded, like, so forceful on that. Like, you were definitely like, get out of here.
No. Shannon knows that. Shannon knows that she'll still get a snap from me every morning.
Good morning.
Did I get one from you this morning? Yes, I did. I did because so. I asked did you a question.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so you answered my question. Thank you, Malik.
Yep. Yeah, Shannon will, when I wake up and have weird dreams about cereal, she'll
today,
be the first person.
Yes. This I slept. When I slept, I had a weird dream about cereal.
What's your favorite cereal, Shannon? And Danica? Cheers. I asked both of you guys.
You know, I haven't eaten cereal in so long, but I just had my first like cereal, like Andrew has cereal at his apartment, and so I had my first taste of cereal in probably since I was like 10, and I had a bite of Crave because I picked that out, and a bite of Reese's Pieces. Even though it's Lent, I had one bite.
Okay.
so that's Hayden. What I did. Yeah. Hayden. So I thought cereal's pretty good. I also have eaten the cinnamon frosted flakes. I like those, and that's all I know about because I haven't eaten cereal in so long.
Big cinnamon toast crunch guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
I really like flavor. I will eat like the frosted mini wheats. Is that what those are? Frosted mini wheats.
Who are they?
I don't know who they are. I know the one kid I waved at. He worked at the summer camp that I worked at.
Oh, the radio show?
No, he worked at the summer camp. He was another, like, program that went to the summer camp. He was, I think, architecture. I think he did architecture.
See, the kid's looking for me.
Who?
The kid is not looking for you. Oh, wait, there's another stroller.
Yeah, there's another kid just walked past.
Oh, there's another kid.
There's a lot of babies on campus.
Yeah, why are there babies on campus?
It's that time
there's
of the year.
There's so many, like,
what?
It's that time of the year.
Depressed 20-year-olds that I need like a fresh face.
That's you know what? That's fair. I can
so
get behind that.
That's so deep.
He's like ready to explore the world.
He hasn't been to school yet.
When are you leaving?
I'm not sure the kid even knows what's going on.
No. He doesn't.
That's the beauty of children.
Yeah.
Everything is new to them. It doesn't matter.
They laugh at anything.
I will teach my child smart things.
What?
Okay. I hope everyone.
But I want my child to be like a genius.
My nephew?
Like a smart, nerdy kid.
You're going to be like a tiger mom?
The tiger mom. get back here, you have to play the violin.
I won't be like that because I'm not going to live through my children because, you know, that's just not nice. But well, I will force them to
play the violin.
I'll force them to do their homework. I have a violin, but that wasn't under my mom's like forcefulness.
So, we Devlins, we're like street smarts, not really like school smarts. So
I'm listening.
So that means you're a Stanley then.
No, like, so, okay, I guess I have school smarts, but it, like, okay, we have like trouble learning some concepts, and Julian, he can sing the ABCs. He knows the song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like when you ask him, you're like, hey, what's this letter? He doesn't know it.
No, that's normal. The song.
And my sister's like freaking out about it because she's like, he's gonna get held back.
That's normal.
I feel like that's not something to worry about.
How old is Julian? He's what, like 4?
Yeah, 4. But he's in preschool.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, I feel like that's fine.
He's almost done with his second year of preschool.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I feel like kindergarten, you really learn your. I didn't really learn like my ABCs in preschool. It was really kindergarten that like cemented it.
You remember.
Yeah.
I never.
I remember. We had a song. I was really afraid of the letter M. The song for the letter M was terrifying.
There's a letter M there song?
So in kindergarten, we all had, like, every single letter had its own song. And I remember the song for D was really creepy. And the song for M terrified me as
a
kid.
Can you give me an example of some of these songs?
No,
like,
I can't.
What kind of things did they say?
They were just, like, songs. And it was, like, a voice on, like a CD that you put in a CD player. And they would just, like, sing, like, things that started with M. And for whatever reason, the one that M was really creepy.
I don't understand.
For my preschool graduation, that was a gang symbol he just gave me.
Who?
Luke Yost.
Oh, okay.
My preschool graduation, I was the letter S. And you know that song, the book, like, Chaka Chaka Boom Boom?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, that's what we did.
Isn't it Chica?
Chica Chica Boom Boom, yeah.
Whatever.
You said Chaka Chaka.
Like, I know the song. Like, Chocolate. I know the book. I read that book every day, everybody.
Yeah.
I love that book. A, B, C, D. No, Danica, I don't know the book.
I do know the book.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's happening in the Devlin clan. Because, like, the ages are weird, because Julian is in March, so he's, like, a year ahead of Killian, even though they were born the same year. Because Killian was born in the summer.
Yeah, that makes sense. In theory, if I was born 2 months earlier, I would be a senior now. Because the cutoff.
Oh, same.
For,
well, I mean, I wouldn't be a senior,
yeah,
but I would be. Yeah, you're.
The cutoff for
above.
Public schools is September.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what do you mean? So Sarah should be in like.
If you are not 4 by the time, I think it's 4. It's 4 or 5. If you're not of that age. By the time September rolls around, you can't enroll in school yet.
So
Mine was different because it was different between Virginia and
West Virginia.
Are you from Virginia?
Yeah, I'm from Virginia. It was like different. So like my mom had the choice because you could either send them. Like I was like in between, so she had a choice whether to send me early or send me late. But she sent me late because she didn't want me to be the youngin and like the weak one along with all like the older people. You too?
No, I just didn't turn 4. I just didn't turn 5 in time is really what happened.
Oh.
And I just went to preschool instead. It's really it. Not as exciting.
Wow.
There wasn't a story to that. But yeah, in Penn Hills, you start at 5 to be enrolled in kindergarten. You have to be 5 before September rolls around. So I'm usually older.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait, Shannon, wait. How old are you turning?
20.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Did you start school early or late?
No.
You started on time?
Yes.
All right.
I'm in April. It doesn't really matter if you're in April. It matters if you're in the summer or if you're in the fall. Because then those get, like, mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not mixed up, but, like,
yeah.
You are, like, they're like, should you go? Should you not go? What should we do with you?
And then you have one more year before you're a ruined child.
What do you mean, first grade?
No, once you go to school, you're a ruined child. I've said this. Going to, it's not kids that ruin themselves. It's being around other people's kids that ruins kids.
Yeah, that's why. That's why your parents like choose your friends.
That's oh not
my
true.
My yeah well, to go to sleepovers with. Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, my parents also said they have like this philosophy. Is that the right word? I don't know, but they're like, if you dress your kid in like a certain way, like if you dress them all nice, then they're gonna gravitate towards the other nicely dressed similar people, because we all like go towards the people, like because we all want to like conform. So we're like, oh yeah, you're wearing a dress too, let me go over there.
It's like,
so,
I'm really hot.
Yeah, so like what
you're just like, I'm really hot, I don't want to be in this dress shirt and pants right now.
Well yeah, so my parents would dress both me and my brother in a certain way, and then we gravitated towards the other people who also their parents were like that, so then we just made like the nice people friends, I guess, and my parents were real happy with that. Their philosophy worked, or seemed to work.
I pretty much dress the same as I did now. Like, when I dress myself...
The same hat.
When I dress myself, it's usually just a jacket. How big it would be? Yeah. It's usually just... Oh, my head as a kid was big. Shannon is seen. Shannon,
was it?
I don't know which one. I can't tell the difference between him and his brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shannon is like... Shannon went through the whole, like, baby picture thing, and, like, she was like, these aren't you. And I was like, yeah, these are me.
It doesn't look like him at all. But his brother looks like him, like, 100%.
Yeah.
I look like me.
Plot twist. I am actually.
No, like, I like literally don't look the same.
You do, or you
I
don't?
Mean, I do. I'm sorry. I was.
Yeah, like, when Julian Sarah was Gabbani. Born. When Julian was born, you're Sarah Gabbani.
Sarah Gabbani.
That when Julian was born, like, you know how babies look like aliens?
Yeah.
Well, Julian just, like, looked like Julian. And so we just looked at it the same way. Like, it's never like, been like, because, like, they're kind of ugly when they first. Oh, that's a cute baby.
Do you see how big my cheeks
are? Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Do you like see why extra, they haven't disappeared?
They've definitely disappeared, Danica. That's like an extra 2 pounds on that baby.
My cheeks are drooping off.
What 90s fashion?
It reminds me like you know, like the Bulldogs and like Tom and Jerry? Like, mm-hmm. That's what that reminds me of.
Yeah, do you see why I still have big cheeks, though?
I see.
Aw, look at Shannon. How cute.
Oh, wait,
I don't know what that was for.
Every time I see a baby picture of Shannon, Shannon looks angry. There's just never been a happy baby picture of Shannon Devlin.
I don't think I changed.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Danica has a small child.
I was very small.
Small?
I was very small.
I don't have baby
There's
pictures
There's me
my
with
phone.
my favorite horse stuffed
Actually,
animal.
Wait, I might.
I was afraid of butterflies, and I released a butterfly with this animal... stuffed animal in my arm because I was too afraid of... I still am afraid of butterflies. I think we've talked about that.
Why are you afraid of butterflies?
They're so scary, Shannon. I don't want to talk about it. I'll cry.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I do look done in all my baby photos. You have to, like, look really close. Guess which one is me?
Which one is you?
Right here.
This is a terrible quality picture.
I'm going to see if
Shannon, are you this one?
No.
You aren't? Okay, well, then I can't tell.
I'm the left.
Let me see. Well, now I know.
Well, yeah, but it's a terrible quality picture, and they both literally are looking down, so you can't even see their face.
Who's the other baby?
Marina.
Is it Marina? Okay. Wow, you guys do look like...
She's like, no, that's me. I was like, that's your mom's hand right there. It's a better picture, but I wasn't a photographer back in 2015. That wasn't my thing.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out. I know that I've definitely gotten baby pictures, but I don't remember where they are.
Malik was never a child.
No, I was. I grew up. I came out of the womb just upset at things.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. Rent is too high. I've seen this one of you.
Yeah, I think you've showed me that too.
Really?
Yeah, yes. I think so. At some point. I'm not really sure when.
All right.
Yeah,
we have 30 seconds. Malik, find a picture of yourself or don't.
No, I'll come back next week. I'll whole thing of pictures. I'll just bring my photo album
like
next
him.
Week.
I can't tell without his hat.
I was looking, like, when I was taking Snapchats, like, over the weekend, I was like, I have a weird shaped head. Like,
no,
without
what?
My, like, without.
What do you mean?
Professor Corin liked his head. He's like, you have a nice shaped head.
What shape is your head, Malik?
I don't. It just looks weird. I don't like. I'm not taking my hat off right
now.
Take your hat off.
Oh my God.
It looks like a normal shaped head. I don't know.
No, I thought it looked weird.
I think it's just because you're so used to having your hat on. Then without it, then you're like, this isn't me.
Yeah.
Your hat is all whack now.
Even with the hat, like I know the hat doesn't.
Like, you look like you're trying to be a rapper.
Yeah.
I look like I'm trying to be a rapper.
It's all off center.
That's all the time we have for this week on Let's Talk About It. I'm your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin.
That's Malik.
I'm Malik.
And I'm Danica. Woo!
See you next week.